You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And thank you so much for joining us here. It's a
How
great day.
How are you doing?
It's morning. Yeah. I was really deciding what kind of pants I wanted to wear.
He said it's morning.
I try.
It is morning.
I don't really like to put on jeans.
Yeah, he's wearing, it looks like you're going to go play some soccer afterwards.
These are my favorite, like, going out comfortable pants.
Do you ever put jeans on at home just to, like,
feel something?
No.
No.
Literally never.
I take them off to feel something.
Yeah. The second I get home, if I'm wearing jeans, I'm like,
yeah,
see ya.
You gotta switch into the home jersey, man.
All right. Wearing pants at home, like jeans, is such a like parent thing.
Yes, they chill in their jeans.
I'm like, do you ever put sneakers, just jeans and shoes on just to feel like you're?
No, because I don't wear shoes in my house.
I don't like. Yeah, I don't like wearing jeans.
I don't like wearing jeans in my house.
I try to wear jeans during like the work day. Because I feel like if I'm lounging too much in my sweats, then I want to go sit on the couch. And then I just want to like crawl up and just not do anything. I like sitting in a chair with jeans on.
You have a cubicle in your house. I need to be sitting there with my
jeans
on. Just pretend like I'm at work.
Yeah.
I would love a fucking cubicle. Have you guys ever worked in a cubicle?
Not technically.
I feel, are they like kind of outdated? I mean, I know they still have them, but like the way I envision it, I feel like it's probably pretty outdated.
Because now every like workplace wants to do the open concept, which is just more like we just want to see what you're doing on your computer easier.
We're progressive.
Yeah.
We have.
I feel like
cornhole.
I prefer a cubicle if I'm in an office. I don't want to be in a cafeteria.
Honestly, same. I wouldn't be like by myself.
That we read in Am I the Asshole about.
Oh, yeah, his little cubicle.
Who put a sign up that was like,
do not disturb.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care about my soccer championship.
Yeah, that's so funny.
And he was not the asshole, right? That's what we agreed on?
I think we said he was.
Oh, for saying that?
I feel like we were really kind of mixed. We're like, he's not an asshole for like not wanting to celebrate, but he should have at least taking a couple minutes to be like, thanks, guys.
I've always read that like life hack, though, where, or it's like an office hack, where if somebody comes up to your cubicle and starts talking to you and distracting you from your work, a way to get them to go back is that you get up and you walk them back to their cubicle. Then you drop them off. So they're like, oh, okay, you're walking with me. And then you're just like, and you walk them back to where.
Wait, how does that play out? So I say I come up to your cubicle. I'm like, oh, hey, Matt.
And I immediately get up. I go, hey, Carly, how are you? Let's walk together. And then I will just.
Oh, I'd be like, this is aggressive. Why are we walking so quick?
I'm just taking you.
Speed walking around the office.
I think you don't even tell them.
Maybe you need to have a task. I need to get a glass of water, or I need to print this document. And then on the way.
Imagine, though, it's the complete opposite way.
I would be the person that would welcome everyone because I would not want to be doing my work.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Come on. True. What's the tea?
Yeah.
That's like in the 90s, like the people would peek over. Yeah, hey, what's going on over there?
My mom, when I was growing up, she worked at an office with a cubicle and I would go all the time. And
mine
it was
too.
So fun.
I loved it.
She had a typewriter.
My dad had highlighters. I always looked forward to the highlighters.
A typewriter?
Yeah.
Was your
just for fun?
Was this in the 50s?
She also works like for the bank, so I don't know if some documents had to like look that way.
She was using the typewriter.
Sometimes, yeah.
So it was going.
Well, no, she was also using a keyboard. Like there was just a typewriter in the office.
Oh, okay.
For just she wasn't more important documents.
Doing all her work.
Probably, yeah.
My dad had a robot at his office that would come by and deliver the mail to cubicles. It was
what year was this?
99.
Wow.
98, 99.
Like one of those Uber Eats.
I think it was like less sexy of a robot compared to like what we have today.
Right.
It was more something that
you're right,
knew
they are
the,
so sexy.
Yeah.
It knew the width.
Robots.
It knew It knew the width of the cubicle like space in between, and it would like ride along that, and it would just dump whatever mail was corresponding to each cubicle. Hmm.
That seems like not a great investment. We could just pay an intern to do that instead of investing $90,000 into a
robot.
It
was JCPenney corporate.
Ooh.
Yeah. JCPenney corporate.
Yeah.
Nepo baby.
Yeah, right there. Right next to the Frito-Lay headquarters.
Anytime you wear JCPenney, I'll be like, oh, Nepo baby.
Doing my prep for this podcast, listening to the first 8 to 10 minutes of Smartless while they're doing their banter.
Anything funny?
There was a good one.
You were just riffing on another podcast. Like, well, on this another podcast.
Who were they going to be interviewing?
It was Daisy Ridley and Tom Holland. And then the second they come on, I'm just like, I don't care.
Two people?
Well, I listened to two different ones. It's only like 8 to 10 minutes when they're bantering.
Oh, yeah. He listens to the banter.
Daisy Ridley.
The girl from Star Wars?
Yeah.
It's just,
where has she been?
Like an old Star Wars?
No, she's one of the new ones.
The new Star Wars?
Rey.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, Doug Harley Ray.
No. Star Wars is like my worst nightmare movie to watch, I think.
They were asking each other about their middle names. Do you guys know all of each other's middle names? Because I don't think I know either of your middle names.
I know Aaron.
I know Carly.
Maureen and Josephine.
No.
Whoa. No, what? But no.
Do you know
Matt? What is yours? Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I know Carly's.
Oh, R.
Mike?
Matt R. King.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Matt R. King.
Carly?
Don't say it.
I won't.
I need them to go.
David?
No.
Eric?
Is it a Bible name?
Scott.
Is it Jewish?
I mean, First Testament.
Jebediah.
John?
I don't have a middle name.
Oh.
You don't have one?
Not in English.
Moshe.
What is it?
Yeah, that's my Hebrew name.
There we go.
Wow, very good,
What's
Matthew.
Your full name in Hebrew?
Moshe Chaim Tzvi Sheffer.
Whoa.
Okay.
And I don't know Sheffer all that ring. Mumbo jumbo.
Sheffer Moshe.
Aaron, give me a first letter. Let's see if I can guess it.
M.
Have we talked about it here?
Yeah.
Damn. Maureen?
Pretty,
yeah.
Pretty Wait, that's what did you I just say? Mine. Oh, I said Maureen and Josephine.
And then me and Aaron were like, yeah.
Damn. Okay, I knew one was
Imagine,
Maureen.
Imagine, what if mine was Josephine?
Sarah, Anna, Nicole.
Well, I'll tell you guys, it starts with a J, so very weird.
Sarah, Jessica.
Yeah.
Jessica.
Yeah.
So we have...
And you know what I learned? She's named, her middle name is her cousin's first name. So she's
Who got hit by a car and she's in a coma. She's fine now, but yeah.
She was in a coma and she's fine now?
Yeah, she literally, it's actually crazy.
Does she talk about it all the time?
No, I never hear about it. No, it's our whole
You guys remember when I was in that coma? Yes, Aunt Jessica.
I mean, that'd
be me. I asked her too, I was like, oh, is it because she was in a coma that your mom like gave you her middle name as a like, maybe.
Yeah, just in case.
But it was a no.
Yeah, I don't think so. But she went on a bike ride and literally she wasn't going to wear her helmet. And her mom was like, you have to wear your helmet. And she wasn't going to do it. And she was like, put it on, you're not riding your bike. So she put on her helmet. And she was riding her bike through the neighborhood, and she, literally a car hit her. And because she was wearing her helmet, she survived. But she had to, she went to an induced coma in the hospital because her brain was like swelling. And they were like, she'll never speak again or walk and all this stuff. And now she's completely fine. Like, whoa. She just got, I don't really know the full details because I wasn't alive. But
yeah. She's your cousin or your aunt?
My cousin.
Have we like talked about cousin? Baby Jessica?
Who's that?
What's that?
Like, the reason why Jessica also received a bunch of popularity in, like, the early 90s is because in 1990 or 1991, there was a little girl named Baby Jessica who fell into a well. And the whole nation...
Her name was actually Baby?
Well, or the nation called her Baby Jessica because she was a baby. But the whole... If you ask anybody who's older than us, they all know about Baby Jessica because the whole nation was tuning in to see if they were going to get this baby out of the well.
How did it just fall into it?
Yeah, if it was like a baby that got out of the house out in like Oklahoma and
toddler.
A baby.
Let me see.
Like a baby, it couldn't walk. I think it crawled out of the house, then into a huge well around this size. The whole nation.
This
was
is
paying.
Like the prequel to The Ring.
Yeah,
she was 18 months, so she might have been able to walk.
Okay, 18 months.
Maybe she's like waddling.
Walking. A baby, yeah. But a baby fell into like a well, but more of like a drainage pipe that was like big. They had to do these intense excavating, trying to get her out of the well. The whole nation was tuning in. I think it lasted about 24 hours.
Imagine the TikToks
everybody,
now.
Everybody, all of America was just praying for Baby Jessica. Oh my gosh, I hope she makes it.
Were her parents like, I don't know how she got there.
Yeah, so there was a bunch of that after. She even got tons of money donated.
Oh my God.
And I think the Rolling Stone even followed up with Baby Jessica recently. But... because of the name Jessica has such a huge peak in 1991, 1992,
oh.
It's correlated to Baby Jessica.
Should I confront my mom and be like, was I named after Baby Jessica, actually?
Maybe. Or your aunt.
Should I call?
Carly Simon and Baby Jessica.
Who's Carly Simon?
The singer?
You're so vain. Oh, probably think the song. I was named after her.
Yeah, it did happen in 1990s. So
yeah, everybody knows, like older people know about
Baby
Jessica.
It also happened in Texas, so it's probably super close to your home.
What time is it? Should I call my mom and confront her?
What time is it?
Well, she likes to lay in bed like me.
Is she in Japan?
She's in Vegas.
Wait, how old is this? Is this your younger aunt or
it's an older cousin?
Oh, okay.
I just think about like if people had their middle names instead of their first names, like if this show was Jessica, Ryan, and Maureen.
I would kill myself.
That's crazy. And you would just be nothing.
Yeah, I would just be.
I think we would. Do you think also the determining someone's name can actually have 100%. A genuine effect on their life?
100%. I think I'd be a bitch.
Like Freakonomics, that book Freakonomics is a huge chapter in that, talking about looking at like the projection of success based on people's names.
What?
Like if you name your kid a very like good, noble, kind of classy name, they can be more likely to have success based on that name versus if you were named, I don't know, if I named you Elmer Fudd, I don't think you would turn out to
Elmer's
be the person
glue.
That you would be.
He's really sticking to the facts.
Yeah.
I mean, these are all just like studies about it, but
no, that's interesting. I didn't know that was even a
thing. Do you think names can have an influence 100%. On the projection of someone's life?
Well, yeah. Think about like if you name your kid some dumb fucking name, like they're gonna get bullied.
Right.
Yeah. That's a problem with Aaron. I always talk about this, but like the craziest names people name their kids, especially celebrities.
Yeah. In job applications, when people just have to go on just face value of what your name is, and they just think that's just a silly name, and they're like, "Why would I hire this person? I need like them to be." Taken seriously.
That's rude. Yeah.
So
The first thing I do is when someone names like their baby or says what they're going to name it, like in my mind, I'm like, okay, what are all of the ways it could be bullied?
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Patricia was wanting like to name our future baby Ford. And I'm like, are you Ford King kidding me? Like
Ford?
Ford.
I kind of like the name.
Because her brother is Crawford and she likes the idea of shortening it to like Ford.
I love
but even
Crawford.
For like a girl.
And then Chevy.
Crawford? Yeah.
But Crawford Ford Case. King. Ford King's
and then,
like Ford
and then King. Chevy and then Honda.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Maserati.
And then Polestar.
One of TJ's friends wanted to name their baby Stone. And he was like, okay, so when it's a baby, he'll be a pebble. Yeah. And then when he's older, he'll be Boulder.
Older, Boulder.
And then he'll be a fossil in like 100 years.
Exactly. These are important things you need to do.
I think there was a guy, a dad who named, he had two twins and named one of them Winner and one of them Loser.
Stop.
Just to see like what their life would be like.
Just to like put them in a little science experiment.
I'll tell you, horrible.
I mean,
and I think experiment.
I think that hold on, dad who named his kids winner.
Your name is loser.
I mean, the guy Wynn Butler became the singer of what's the name of that band? Arcade Fire. Wynn Butler.
But like W-Y-N-N?
If you're still feeling uneasy W-I-N. About naming your baby, just remember the cautionary tale of Robert Lane, father of the century, and his socially engineered children, winner and loser. NPR.
Is loser still with us?
And is loser spelled how I think it's spelled?
Let me
Could
see.
You imagine?
Is loser still with us?
I would have to be buddies with winner. I'm like,
ironically, loser went to prep school, graduated from Lafayette College in Pennsylvania, and joined the New York Police Department, where he made sergeant. Winner, on the other hand, had a criminal record with 36 arrests for burglary and domestic violence, among other charges.
Loser arrested him.
This anecdote invalidates the myth that one name's
greatly
influences a person's chances of success.
No, I'm not saying it's a fact. I said there's just massive studies that have been done thinking it does influence on it.
Yeah, that's also a single study. But
you know, loser became a cop so he could lock up all the kids that bullied him.
Yes.
All the winner.
Oh, yes. But I don't know. I do think like.
That seems like a book or like a movie or something.
But I don't know. Like, I just can't imagine us as Jessica, Ryan, and Maureen.
I know. It is crazy how names stick so much. Like, I can't imagine your name not being Matt. I can't imagine her name not being
I think Maureen's probably the most changed from Aaron.
Yeah, it sounds
like Ryan and Matt are pretty close.
But then it's strange when you have a friend and you've been friends with them for years and you find out that their name they go by is actually their middle name.
Like
and
Jack.
They're really a Matthew. And you're like, huh?
So many people named Jack, their real name is Jonathan. Mm-hmm. But they go by Jack.
Right.
And on their birth certificate, it says Jack. On their driver's license, it says John. Like,
we were just talking about how we love the name Jack.
I love the name Jack.
It's a good name.
But I don't know how we get Dick from
Richard.
Rick. Richard?
It's rhyming Richard with Rick. Rick, Dick.
Oh.
Yeah, it is. That is it. I was about to say William because I thought it comes from like...
I think, doesn't it come from William
Billiam.
Too?
Billy. I thought Billy then turns into Dick. Or
yeah, how did these things happen?
Richard. Richard is Dick.
Okay.
Like Dick Nixon.
Is there another name that I'm thinking of that's a shortened one that's really weird and you're like, how did we get
There's
to
definitely
that?
Some.
I do like Christopher's who go by Topher, I think is a really...
Oh, I didn't... I've never put that together.
Yeah, like Topher.
Like
the
Topher
guy
Grace?
From
his 70s name is Christopher?
Show? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Topher just
this is that
sounds
moment you
like
find
a
his
like,
name.
Frat guy who's going to spike your drink.
Yeah, Topher.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Topher's coming. I'm so excited. Topher and Talon.
Talon?
Talon and Topher. Let's go surfing in the morning after our head.
Talon was on Laguna Beach.
Oh, Laguna Talon. Beach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Talon. He was the one.
He's like on TikTok now, I think,
he
right?
He is.
Or, oh, maybe it's another. Is
no,
it Talon?
Talon's on TikTok shop.
And he's selling like blankets.
And like beanies
TikTok
and
shop?
Shit. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He made these blankets that like cool you or something.
Yeah, but it's just something from China that he just bought too many of.
I mean,
trying
of course.
To sell it.
I just bought something from TikTok shop.
Oh,
they get me. I never know if we're getting like creator deals on TikTok shop or is everyone else getting
Everyone's getting deals on TikTok shop.
Like the one where it goes buy 5 things, we'll give you $100. Did you get that one recently?
No.
Where I was like, buy 5 things and I get $100. So you're telling me I can spend $20 on something and I get $100.
You're literally just watching QVC at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it's their cost to acquire a customer because they know once they have you, once you buy one thing, you're going to buy another thing. Like statistically
But that sounds like
speaking.
A good deal. If I spend $20, I get $100.
Right, and then once you get that $100, you're going to be like, ooh, I could spend another $20 on this and then you know, and you're in their system.
I take
$100
and walk away.
I mean,
TikTok
shop
is
cash out. Like
cash out?
Yeah.
The candy is what gets me.
Candy? Do not buy consumable goods on TikTok shop.
I like supporting small businesses.
Do not buy consumable goods.
I like Mexican grandma like candy. That's the name of it. That's the name of it. I'm not just saying calling Mexican grandmas making it's I bought Mexican grandma.
You're buying food off TikTok shop, Matt.
Gushers, dude.
I would buy that on TikTok shop.
Someone bought Gushers and they made them even more sour.
Just get buy from Trader Joe's. It's fine. They're already stealing
what
your data.
What are you concerned about? Because, why can't I have a fucking treat that I bought off the internet?
It's completely unregulated. You have no idea what the actual origin is. You're like buying it from some.
It's like going to a farmer's market.
No, it's not.
I can't buy a gusher that's just had a bunch of like.
Do you know where it was produced?
The thing is, you can buy it.
I have every goddamn right to spend $5 on a small thing of sour candy once a month.
Well, how is it different than the farmer's market?
Because the farmer's market, you're interacting with a human being. You can ask them questions. It's a little bit more interpersonal.
It's like how Amazon, you can order something and it could be like literally like
yeah, like
up.
I would never buy yeah. like
vitamins. I wouldn't
buy it
off Amazon, but I can it's, like, I can see the person who's making the candy and watch them
make
the
candy. Yes, she does live, right? And makes
yes.
them on live.
And I can see the front business and yeah. see what type but, of right. customers they're
getting.
I honestly
don't think that's that crazy. It's like when people are on live making those Why cups and then they sell the
would
cups.
Would you buy vitamins off TikTok? Talk shop.
I have.
No, okay. You haven't.
I know. Actually, I mean, I bought Michael vitamins. I bought vitamins based on like fitness or health creators recommending certain vitamins and stuff. That's where I bought them.
I am waiting for the day. I mean, it's not a great day, but someone's gonna die from eating
you
something
even
off TikTok.
You don't take
shop.
Vitamins. What
yes,
is
I do.
Wrong
Why
with
do you
me?
Always Why make can't... this rumor up that I don't take vitamins?
Oh, what is it? Aspirin or you don't take?
I take a multivitamin. I take vitamin D. I take iron supplements. I do.
Watch the vitamin
Health
D.
Health King.
Yeah. But why can't I buy a vitamin then off of a TikTok shop from a creator and like a health expert or whatever?
Because you,
I think
you where
can.
Did you get your vitamins from? Are they just pressed pills?
From a vitamin store, like an actual vitamin store.
These are shop. From vitamin stores. I'm not buying it from somebody whipping it up in their college dorm room.
You don't know that Nara though. Smith. TikTok shop has no regulation.
These are linking me to sites that are from vitamin distributors.
On TikTok shop. Which has no regulation.
Oh my goodness.
I get it.
Because I'm taking, what is it, K2 and D3 vitamins that I bought off TikTok shop that is like, oh, come on.
You're buying cat food.
I just start bleeding from my eyes.
Well, it's August 20th.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And I have some fun
it's
facts.
It's not August 20th. Are we
on the day this comes out, Matt?
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
My badness. I'm so sorry.
Wait, can
everybody.
I say what I got from TikTok shop?
Oh, yes.
Oh, sure.
I
yeah.
got,
we got so derailed.
I got caught, but it was so cute. It's
caught?
I got like, damn it, I gotta get this.
Oh.
Caught
you
in
got
that
got.
Way.
Yes, got caught.
So it's
you
a t-shirt got. And it's a picture of a cat, but it says Kamala 2024. And it's like all cute when it has a cat. So yeah,
it just
of course
says
I bought
Kamala?
That. No, it's a picture of a cat. It's like mostly like a cat with like cute little design.
Can
and then it
you
says,
show it to me?
Yeah. So you're going to make fun of it. And then
is
I'll
there,
be like, I should have bought it.
Or any
it's
sort
said,
of
it's
like.
It just said like Pamela. like where's the cat pun?
Yeah, what is the
is
correlation
Kamala
here?
Cat lady?
No, yeah, J.D. Vance was like, all of people who vote for Kamala are childless cat ladies who are miserable. So like they're using that as like a whole thing.
I like that. J.D. Vance. Have you ever stepped in a puddle? Oh, this guy knows what I'm talking about. Do you ever...
How do I look at my damn TikTok?
You ever go to
Did
pizza
I even... Pot? Where is it?
Okay. It comes after the election.
And she loses.
I'm...
Oh, I'll show you. Sorry.
Kamala.
It was shipped.
Mike Schaeffer's position is do not buy anything that goes in your body off of TikTok shop. Or even
fair.
On your body, skincare products. It's just
there's a lot of people buying skincare products
I know.
On TikTok.
It's insane.
Shop.
It's truly insane. Are
well,
you
we
it
can
have you even
it's
gone
just,
on TikTok
oh,
shop?
No.
I
oh,
don't. I think
I bought something
thinking,
on TikTok.
I think I have a pretty good judgment where I can tell if something is just an Alibaba dropship order that is straight from China. I can tell when something is basically a $2 product that somebody is shilling it out for $15 on TikTok shop. I have a pretty good judgment of that. If I see someone who is a small
oh,
business
a sweater.
Where they're making an
childless cat lady?
Sorry.
An improved candy treat on something what? That I want to buy.
I think we're
I
past
can do it.
Can
I'm
I
not going to die.
Sorry. It's a t-shirt, but there's different versions. It's like a sweatshirt and a...
Wait, so this is what you got?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not what you said.
I thought
you
it said Kamala.
Well, it's on there.
Where?
Where, Carly?
Wait, what? Let me see.
It just says childless cat lady. Oh, it does say it in the corner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It does say it in the corner. That is pretty cute.
Yeah, it's like a cute little print. I was just like, oh, that's cute. Like, I'll wear that.
Can you screenshot this so we remember?
Yeah.
And then we'll drop it in. Can I see it?
Oh, I'll remember. I'll wear it on the next podcast.
Childless cat lady.
But you're going to put that on your body?
Yeah.
The sweater?
You better wash it first.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know where that's been.
Nah, I'm going to get monkeypox.
I do like a good little Etsy.
Speaking of washing it, I saw a, like, I don't know if it was a TikTok or it was a live I was watching or something. And someone was like, when I buy new bed sheets, I like don't wash them before I put them on my bed.
Okay. Ew.
Matt?
Well, I have a
Aaron's face.
I have a wife. She
I have a wife who washes sheets now all the time, even if they're brand new. Mm-hmm. I'm always like, get so excited to use them. She's like, we have to wash them first.
Well, I do get excited to use
never
them,
did that.
But I do wash
well,
them.
Well, if I bought those sheets from like TikTok TJ Shop? Maxx or like Home Goods or like, I don't know, somewhere where I feel like they've
they're probably
been
returned.
Circulated a lot of places. But if I feel like I went into Banana Republic and bought brand new sheets, fresh in the bag, me 10 years ago, I would immediately put
you
them
out. You don't like
out.
Smell the chemicals immediately, like when you, or no. Like even a new shirt. Anything you have to unwrap out of plastic.
I'm going
to
be honest. Usually clothes I don't really wash.
I do.
Well, sheets are usually not.
Underwear?
Well, underwear.
Okay.
Yeah, well, but the sheets I've bought have been in like another sheet bag. It's like a drawstring
People
bag
like
that's within
it. In the store.
It. There's no plastic.
Well, the underwear thing about is like all Skims and they're just shipped to me. So I don't know what happened to them. Oof. We're talking about underwear.
So you guys aren't using dryer sheets, are you?
No.
We know
I have
about
a
that.
Little ball.
Yeah. Oh, the wool balls?
Yeah.
I use both.
Timwalls?
Oh, balls? Wait. If you use dryer sheets, you don't need the balls?
I think they are.
Well, you shouldn't use dryer sheets literally ever. But if you want to use the balls, they help keep things dry and fluffy. But dryer sheets are like.
I use the sheets
the balls
and the balls.
Good forever? Or you have to like switch them out?
Yeah, they last quite
they
a while.
Yeah.
Don't ever use dryer sheets, Matt. They ruin your clothes, and they're also they leave like a layer of waxy film that then gets absorbed into your skin. Hormone disruptors, they're terrible for you.
Unless you get it from the TikTok shop.
Oh yeah. Actually, I've seen those. I might get those.
Okay, today is August 20th, so I wanted to tell you guys some fun things about today.
Let's hear it.
Do we know the national holiday
it
that
is?
It is
World Mosquito Day.
Oh
God.
And Hilaria, I was like, why is that something that we would celebrate?
Yeah.
But so it honors the date when Sir Ronald Ross, a British Army surgeon working in India, proved that mosquitoes transmit malaria.
Oh.
Oh, slay.
And it said this discovery revolutionized our knowledge of the disease and led to new preventative measures.
Oh.
But like, so I still don't think they should get a day.
Mosquito yeah. day?
I hate mosquitoes.
I think
mosquitoes.
It's good to spread awareness because sometimes I forget like about mosquitoes.
They travel with diseases.
You're like, oh, there's another Zika virus out?
Well,
like,
no,
oh,
dengue
shit.
Fever is in the United States, which Bengue? Is like dengue.
Oh.
It literally, it's called like the bone crushing disease. It feels like your bones are like
rock
literally
and roll.
Being disintegrated.
Matt, after taking TikTok,
I'm so freaked out. Yeah. My
He's
bones.
Just taking a dose of dengue.
Hey guys, just want to let you know, I came down with a case of dengue fever.
No idea how it happened.
Yeah.
I signed up for TikTok shop because I was like, I would like it, like I'll do this for like things I already use or like want to use. So I got like my snail mucin and like a cat thing that they use. But then I was like, I'm done with this because you get, as a like creator, you get so many fucking bullshit messages from these companies that are just literally like,
oh.
Hello, dear. We would love for you to advertise, blah,
oh,
blah, blah. And it's
no.
all just like stupid shit, like a fan around your neck to stay cool. It's like,
yeah, they want you to make content for them.
Yeah, I'm like, oh no, I'm not doing all that.
I bought one thing from TikTok shop.
Well, no, I kind of want to know what you got from TikTok.
It was like a little on the Tesla. It's like a little drawer that goes under the screen, which is like a little extra.
Oh yeah.
Like,
oh,
shouldn't cool. have bought that.
You don't know.
And
what?
You know what? It actually didn't really fit. Like I went to go like slam it on, and it wasn't fitting, and I had to just like tape
See,
it.
I would never buy something like that on TikTok.
No, right? Let's buy consumable dengue virus on TikTok shop via Gushers. Okay, sorry.
Gushers.
They're going to fight about this the whole episode.
Yeah.
No.
Okay,
no.
This one was fun for you, Carly. It's National Ooh. Radio Day.
Oh my God, I would have died for this when I was little.
Carly is a big, big radio gal.
Are you a big fan of AM or FM?
FM, for the most part. I hated when my parents listened to but
yeah.
now that's basically what we listen to, podcasts. So it's kind of funny. I'd make fun of my parents. I was like, ugh, so boring. You listen to talk radio, and now that's what podcasts are.
Yeah, right. That is true.
Mm-hmm. At least it's a little clearer.
Yeah. This I was obsessed age. With the radio, if you guys. There's a whole episode we talked about it, but yeah. Yeah.
On this episode?
Not this one, but on an old one. I was like very obsessed with the radio. Like
on this show, you've talked about being obsessed with the radio?
In our old studio, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Just like you've talked about dryer sheets.
Listen.
I just subscribed to a Patreon to listen to someone's radio show.
Oh.
Like Derek G.
Who's that?
He's like the British guy who's like a bit of an audiophile, and he like...
The music guy.
Yes. Yeah, he's obsessed with like... just music in general, and I always want to know what he's listening to, and I want to listen to him like play songs and talk in between and just see what's on.
Oh, interesting.
Derek G.
Yeah, human stuff. Curation.
He's really cool.
How much is I'm sorry.
Speaking of cool, today's National Bacon Lovers Day.
Ooh,
and
that's me.
There's such an interesting fact that I didn't know. It said bacon was such a desirable cut of pork that in the 12th century, a church in the English town. Oh, did you want
to
finish?
Get this, Mike. You listening to this?
I'm listening.
Sorry.
He's like, bleh. They're feuding. challenged the married men to a wager. If a man could go a complete year and a day without quarreling with his wife, a side of bacon would be their prize. Thus was the birth of the term, bring home the bacon.
If you do not come back for Madame Zeroni...
What does correlating mean?
A year in one day.
Fighting or like abusing?
No. Fight.
Oh, like getting arguing. In a fight?
Yeah.
Damn,
for
that's
a
crazy.
Year for one thing of bacon?
But it was so desired. Rare. And like, I feel like the only people who like would have bacon are like people who are killing pigs themselves, which probably around that time was a lot of people.
Yeah, I've never had it.
That's pretty wild.
And when I used to live with my Gentile roommate in Brooklyn, probably like, 2 or 3 times a month, he would wake up early and make himself some bacon for breakfast, and I would smell it. And I'd be like, every time, well, what is that smell? He goes, it's bacon. He asked me this every time.
Do you
and
like the smell of it?
Oh, it smells so good.
It's like, you eat a bacon-flavored thing that was like synthetically made?
If it's synthetic,
from TikTok,
sure.
From TikTok shop, like bacon salt?
A bacon
Could
gusher?
You eat that if I've there was no bacon
they
in it?
They make kosher turkey bacon. Which, okay.
It's not the same.
The sounds you all just made.
Well, just like turkey bacon in general is just
different.
Like not.
I
turkey
put bacon is so salt different. On top of the turkey bacon just to like maybe get you closer to it.
So you've never had a Cobb salad?
No, I don't think so.
Is I bet Cobb's... you could try like vegan like turkey or bacon bits or something like
I've
that.
I've tried vegan bacon. I don't think that like turkey bacon that I've gotten from the kosher grocery store, you throw it in the air fryer and... I have had people over who have had real bacon, and they say it's pretty close.
Ooh,
and
okay,
they say it actually tastes even healthier.
Should
like, it
taste
tastes
test?
A little healthier.
I was going to say, like, you're probably so much healthier than, like, an average American because bacon is so bad for you.
And, I mean, all fast food. Never had a Wendy's. Never had a McDonald's.
Well, that's healthy for you.
That's good.
Oh, sure,
We make him do a taste test when he actually eats bacon.
The only one – I have had bacon accidentally one time. I was at a big client lunch in New York City. I was at a big client lunch in New York City, and we were at this restaurant that had nothing I could eat, except there was a side of mac and cheese, and I was like, oh, perfect, I'll get the mac and cheese.
It was like you at Matt's wedding.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese.
So what?
I was halfway through eating the mac and cheese, and I was like, there is some, like, spice in this that is just
good.
It's, like, kind of crunchy, kind of spicy. This is really good. Do you guys know what this is? And then Jared, my business partner, like, ate it. He goes... it's bacon. And I was like, oh shoot. And then I like pushed it to the side, and the client was like, everything okay over there? And I was like, yeah, no, sure, it's fine. And I just ran to Temple crying,
screaming
in the
rain.
Yeah, so that's the only time I've had bacon
so
bits.
You it's that's interesting. I figured someone who has never had bacon would like think it's disgusting as
no,
an adult.
I mean, I've smelled it. It smells good.
It smells so fucking good.
I think like
it's such a good way to get people out of bed.
Yeah, and the smell of coffee. I think that's a good way.
Yeah.
I used to remember like there's a Tom and Jerry cartoon where there's like bacon and it always like curls up when you fry it. And there was like a Tom and Jerry cartoon that I have in my brain where they invented something where you press a button and like a little hammer comes out of the handle and smacks it and then it straightens out. And I was like, is that real? And I apparently it's not. But
how do you guys like your bacon? I'm like crispy.
Yeah, super crispy.
I'm verse.
You like egg?
If I'm at a restaurant or something, like a diner, and it comes and it's like
chewy,
wiggly, yeah, like I won't look at it.
I've seen that too. It doesn't look appetizing. Well,
if you
use when it's it, like,
if you fry bacon, that's what causes it to like curl up and stuff. But if you bake your bacon,
yeah,
that's where it like.
But some people just
flat.
Undercook it in general.
Oh yeah, you know what? I even like it undercooked. It depends. Well, if I'm at an establishment, I like it crispy. But if I'm at home, I like it a little.
I feel like I like it either way, but I like it crispy. Like, I'll eat it anyway.
I don't like it crispy, crispy, crisp, crisp. Like, if I bite it and it turns into 50 little pieces, get the fuck out of my face.
Oh.
All right, fair. Yeah.
I want it to be like a Kind bar, like crunchy.
A combo of both. A little bit of crunch,
or
maybe
Nature
a little
Valley,
bit of softness.
Whatever
those are the ones
are.
That crumble everywhere, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I love those videos of people just like opening one up on someone's bed and they've already pre-crushed
Valley.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so National Bacon Awareness Day or just Bacon Day?
National Bacon Lovers
Bacon
Day.
Oh, so it's for people who love bacon, not even
not,
about the
not
bacon.
You. Well, you no. do love bacon, I guess. You probably do.
Who is putting on that party today?
I mean, that sounds very American.
Guys, we need the ribbons.
The
get
lovers.
The bacon ready.
The
I think
lovers.
A lot of countries or a lot of states will probably have a celebration for Bacon Lovers Day.
Okay.
And probably restaurants doing
Baconator.
All I can think of is that. Remember that commercial with dog bacon? It's like bacon, bacon, bacon.
Bacon, yeah. bacon strips.
It was like such our childhood. I feel like they're still on, probably. Bacon, bacon, bacon.
Bacon,
I don't know.
Bacon, bacon.
Okay, August is also, get ready for this, National Wellness Month, Immunization Awareness Month.
Oh, so fake news.
Conservatives hate August.
Water Quality Month.
Oh.
Summer Sun Safety Month. Breastfeeding
Month. Well, hold on,
month.
A little late on the Summer Sun Safety Month. Yeah. Just that should be back in April or May.
Back in like, yeah, at least June.
But I feel
yeah.
like August is like the hottest month.
And it's confusing because it's like, it's cloudy.
And it rains a lot on the East Coast in August, but
still
I'm getting
UV.
A lot of like fall anxiety.
You are? What do you mean?
I just don't think it's ever going to get chilly again.
Oh, I know what you
really
mean.
Warm.
I'm so excited for fall.
I was talking about this with Brooke like last fall and like winter in LA. It did not get that chilly. It really did it. There was no sweater weather. And I'm
this past year, yeah. it was like 50 degrees every single day and raining. It was cloudy. It was like Seattle here
like
for the last
fall. Fall is like December to like February.
It's
not fair.
And that's when the trees, I feel like, also start changing too. It's just a little bit later.
I know.
Give me 75 and sunny all year round.
Gorge.
Okay, sorry.
Kamalifornia.
it's Comifornia, just so you know.
Oh, okay.
Because we're all Marxist communists. Mm.
Yeah,
hold
we
on.
Are.
You said a bunch there. Can we digest some of them?
I haven't finished
oh,
them.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Breastfeeding month.
Oh, yum.
Have you ever tried breast milk?
Mommy's milkers.
You know what? No, but I would.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I would. It's and I would like it for my psoriasis.
Yeah. Kim did that. Yeah.
I feel like I would probably like it, but knowing what it is, I'd probably gag.
It honestly, I thought it would do that, but it wasn't. Because it tasted like...
You've had it?
Yeah.
Who's? It depends on who it's my, from. Like, if it was my wife, for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, I don't know.
We did
I think
shots
I was
of it.
Offered it from, like, my sister-in-law one time, and I was like, I don't want to do it from you.
From your boob.
Yeah. But I think I would, like, if you guys brought it here,
yeah.
and we were like, let's try their breast milk, we would get a spike in views. I yeah. feel like that is probably some weird
I think we'd get the wrong kind of views.
I know, but...
yeah, the other podcast.
The emails will start getting real yeah. weird.
That has to be, like, a weird fetish of,
oh,
like, watching
men
drink. Oh, it definitely
drink.
Is.
I've watched My Strange Addiction. Yes, it is.
That would be my OnlyFans. It's just me drinking, like, breast milk, making my own like breast milk
protein
tea.
Are they pasteurizing it?
No, just straight from the nip.
Oh,
into the it's like how people do. What is it like raw milk?
Do you think
from the cow?
The little sucker things,
yeah.
the pumps. Do you think they feel good?
No, I feel like
it hurts because I feel
does.
Like your boobs are probably so tender.
You get all that pressure and you're finally like.
It's I think it feels good when it comes out, but I think like it probably hurts
imagine.
To start.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because your nips are so tanned.
Yeah. I mean, I've also heard like people's boobs hurt a lot when their newborn is like
feeding.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. What do
but
I know?
But it just tastes like leftover milk when you have like a fruit, like a fun cereal
That's
in it.
That's crazy.
Breast milk doesn't smell right. Do you ever see like breast milk or breastfeeding stations, like the pods in airports
yeah.
and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
I've always been like, what do those smell like?
Probably for deep
What? Do you think they smell like breast milk on the inside, or is it just
probably
clean
smells
and fine?
Like a baby?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like baby smell.
Oh.
Okay. It's also
was that offensive?
No.
So
it's
offensive.
Just weird.
My imagination, man. It's
back just... to school month.
Okay, that makes sense.
Peach month. Yum.
Oh,
I love
peaches. Me too. Ugh. I could fuck up a peach.
I know.
James and the Giant Peach.
Yum.
Oh. They had the best pit, I think.
Yes,
a peach pit is
so pretty.
And you can like collect them.
Looks like a little brain.
Yeah, they like dry out over time. You can like make a little nest of them.
Ant sponge.
Well, I know
spica.
What I'm getting you for your birthday.
Just peaches.
And it's National Golf Month, so a lot going on August.
Cool.
Can you start from the top again? There was one or two that
Mike,
I liked.
Mike, just with your
well, this month immunization awareness.
Oh, let's
month.
Talk about immunization awareness. Month.
Conservatives hate to see August coming.
The liberal agenda.
California.
I get all my medical advice from Dr. Joe Rogan, and he told me.
As you should.
You guys see his new special?
Yes, we watched.
He had a special.
Yeah, he put out a special. It was live on Netflix on, was it Friday?
Yeah.
We tried to watch it, and it was just like not funny.
Is he doing like stand-up?
Yeah, it's like a stand-up set. And first of all, he's also dressed like an Oompa Loompa. Like the shirt is like going down to his knees.
He looks like he's 5 feet tall.
I think he's like five. I think he's only 5'3".
I accidentally typed in Joe Biden.
Joe. Oh, I saw Rogan. Such a funny tweet that was like Kamala Harris has picked Joe Biden as her VP.
I saw that too. It was so funny.
Absolutely not.
But it's he's just so cringe these days.
Let's see how tall
Joe
he
Rogan.
Is.
He's probably I think 5'5".
He's a good like.
He's itty bitty. I have a picture of me and Joe Rogan.
You do? He has an adopted child.
He is or has.
He does have an adopted child.
Yeah, it says from his wife's 3-1 adopted.
I didn't know that. He must have recently adopted. I thought he had two daughters.
He says he's 5'8".
What'd I say?
Not
there's no way. Aaron, if you watch the special, it's they always have a stool, you know, on stage.
Yeah.
He looks like he's
it's like up to his nips.
Maybe double the stool, and that's it. And I'm not trying to be mean.
So National Immunization Month is a good one.
Yeah.
Wellness, I feel like it's pretty broad.
National Wellness.
TikTok Shop Vitamins.
Yeah, they're telling you to buy TikTok Shop Vitamins.
TikTok
Water
shop.
Quality month.
What if they had COVID vaccines on the TikTok shop?
Can you imagine?
Okay, so you're gonna inject it yourself.
Probably
that's
soon.
Where I draw the line.
When Kamala takes over.
Very soon. Watch out.
Forced really vaccine.
There's a night light I want to buy on the TikTok shop. But the Halloween one, it's two little ghosts and they're by a campfire and they're roasting marshmallows.
I'm very into, I keep saying that, we were on like the same TikTok, like I saw your comment or something, but I'm so into like the vintage like Halloween decorations.
Yes.
I like, no more fucking Target, Home Goods, little plastic chibi Halloween. Like I want like old like spooky stuff.
90s ones, yes.
Or like like 70s, 80s, like I keep seeing these TikToks of them and they're like, here's my collection. I'm like, God, this is so cool. And it doesn't look as like tacky as like the plastic. Like
just full of lead paint. And
Yeah.
Actually, it's crazy. We've gotten so many things from estate sales that are like from like the 50s, the 60s. And I have a lead tester and like nothing has had lead in it.
How do you test lead?
Did you get it off a TikTok shop?
No, we got it from an estate sales.
No, did you get the lead tester off a TikTok shop?
Yes. No,
it's just
a
light.
Yeah. It's like touch it and look. No, it's like a little, they look like Q-tips and you just dip it in vinegar and then you swipe whatever material and it'll turn a certain color if there's lead involved.
I follow a guy who's like a lead tester and his page is there's lead in everything. So all of his videos are him going to vintage stores and like looking
it's
at.
It's like people buying like china.
Yeah.
And
or like paint.
One where it's like a flashlight and you put it on certain types of glasses and it like glows green.
That's the lead tester,
Oh, that's a lead. That's just a flashlight though,
well,
right?
Well, I think he's spraying like some chemical. It might be vinegar. He's spraying on it and then that reveals if there's lead in the paint and stuff.
Oh, probably, yeah.
But
I think vinegar activates it or
why
something.
Why isn't Goodwill just like doing that? I guess it's too expensive to do.
Yeah,
they
they're
don't
not.
Care.
What are they going to? Yeah, what are they going to
throw
it
like,
away?
People could be buying a mug just to like use as decorative.
Yeah.
And like radium and or
radiation. I would die for something with radium in it. I actually saw something at. It was when we were driving home from your wedding back to Nashville. We went to this like antique place, and she's like, "Oh, I have this thing with radium," and I was like, "I don't know why I didn't get it. So stupid."
Wait, why do you want something with radiation in your house?
Well, it's not. It's like sealed in a.
Oh! It's not just like a plate you're going to eat breakfast off.
No! It's just like a. I forgot what it was. It was like a little bowl for like maybe jewelry or something, but it had like the green radium glowing. It was cool. But it's cool. It's like sealed in the glass.
That's so scary.
But it is scary. It's like, what if I just broke it and like licked it? I'd be fucked.
Yeah, your jaw would fall off in like 3 to 6 months.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
I've always wanted to break a thermometer.
Oh, to get all that mercury? Mercury? Yeah.
I played with mercury once in like third grade.
Whoa.
Our teacher brought it out onto like a little tray and you could like move it around. And she was like, don't touch it. And then I touched it.
It is crazy. That's one
that
of those
makes
things.
Sense. That makes a lot of
when
sense.
When you're in third grade?
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Oh, low IQ, yeah.
I was gonna say, it's crazy that when we were young, they were still a thing, like the mercury
thermometers. Yeah, I use those.
Like, I can definitely visualize.
Can you not
I
can still hear buy it them in my now? Mouth.
Huh?
Do they not make them anymore?
Because if it like breaks in your mouth, you're fucked.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. What does mercury do to you?
Mercury poisoning. I think it's just
poisoning?
Like a poison. Yeah.
Yeah.
They that's have why, like, if it's in like fish.
Yeah, that's why you can't when you're pregnant.
Oh, that's why Barbara O'Neill says
it's also
dead
you just
fish.
Can eat a lot of it in general.
What fish?
Like if you eat too much, oh you'll yeah, get mercury
what
poisoning.
Kind of fish?
I don't know.
I don't know. Exactly.
All different types of fish. You know, it has mercury in it. You know, Barbara O'Neill, like the wellness lady. She's like Australian. She's all about like herbal remedies and shit. I think she has interesting points about like using herbs and stuff in your home for like stomach aches and headaches and stuff. But like some of her stuff is just completely like false and wrong.
Yeah.
And everyone like, that's so funny. Y'all don't know who Barbara O'Neill
is. I've never heard of her.
I like when doctors though will do replying to someone who's just like, this is just absolute fucking nonsense.
I know,
this
I love that
is
too.
Cap.
Do they do that?
Yeah, there's like doctors who are like, this is cap.
Oh, God.
They're capping big on this one. And I'll tell you the truth.
Oh, yeah. God. They're like, I learned a slang that Gen Z uses. I'm going to use in a TikTok.
Do you guys have, I feel like we've already talked about it. Huh. Friends who are doctors. And yeah. It's kind of, it's wild like now that, you know, we're in our early 30s. Like I have friends who are surgeons now. And I'm like, what the hell? I can't believe it.
Yeah.
You're like legally allowed to go in and cut open people's faces and remove bone and stuff. Crazy.
I know.
Ugh. I do love coming across someone in the wild. You said like, oh, I saw you were on the same TikTok when you're like opening up something that you think no one else has seen. You're like, oh, I went to high school with that guy. He just commented on this TikTok. Yeah. I like seeing people out in the wild because it just feels so singular.
Yeah.
Our For You pages are so in sync, if you will.
Like your little magic.
Can you, if you ever see a TikTok that's like filmed in someone's driveway or like a backyard or a pool, can you know instantly that it's in Nebraska or it's in Massachusetts or it's in New Jersey?
So
I can
weird.
Spot Texas like that. And it's, you know, the GeoGuessr guy who can just see a plant and goes immediately, he knows where it's at.
Yeah.
I feel like I have that for Texas very well. Like it's just the trees, even the way a curb is or the way a subdivision looks. I don't know if you feel like you can spot
I did,
your
that
home
happened
state.
Last week I saw a live and it was like I think bad weather was about to happen. This guy was like outside and I was like, that looks just like an Omaha neighborhood, and I clicked it to start watching, and like a minute in he was like, yeah, we're in Omaha, Nebraska, and I was like, oh
wow.
My god,
doing a tornado watch.
I think so. It was something like that.
And it's not even an intersection that you've probably have
no,
ever
stood
on. No, it
just looks like a neighborhood that's definitely in Omaha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just love that feeling where your brain is just like,
yeah.
We know this.
But
I
sometimes
feel like
when
it's...
I go other places, I'm like, this feels like Omaha.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like,
even Korea apparently is like Pennsylvania.
Really?
Everyone like
wait,
says.
Wait, really?
Yeah. They. It's just like the geography and the way the plants go and the hills and stuff.
That
it just
South Korea looks like Philadelphia.
Lots of
not
Amish
Philadelphia,
people?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
It's the way just like the vegetation is and stuff. Or even Germany looks like Virginia, a lot of people say. And that's why also a lot of German settlers came and moved to Virginia because how similar it was to the topography of Germany.
Interesting.
Very interesting. There's a lot of places.
I do try to think that I'm the GeoGuessr guy sometimes. I'd be like, oh, let me see if I can figure out where this is. And I like, we'll try and see a street sign or look at their
like,
zip code.
I just want him. There's something that doesn't add up about it. I think he's played the game so many times where.
Well, he also is only showing his wins. There are definitely times where he gets it wrong. He just edits that out of the video.
I've never seen him really properly do the United States. I feel like I'm only seeing him guessing like countries, but I'm like, tell me that you know that this is Wyoming and not Idaho. Show me what the difference is.
You could probably challenge him. Send him a DM.
But I think because I think our roads are all under the same rules and stuff, and his biggest identifier for every single different country is...
How the roads are. Well, that's also where all the pictures are taken from, because they're always...
On the road.
Street maps, yeah.
Right. But we have all of the same coding for the way things should be painted. Right, the two yellow
lanes. Yeah. But he also doesn't show his losses. Like, I bet you there's times where he's like, okay, Japan, and it's like Nigeria, and he just gets it completely wrong, but you're not going to see that. Cause,
do you think he talks funny?
I think a lot of people these days have like the influencer accent voice where they don't really, they like.
I think he has verbal apraxia. I think he has a speech impediment. Well, that I don't want to be making fun
of. What's the influencer?
Where people just like stumble over their words and they're like, come and get ready. And I'm going to show you my daily routine. And you're like, whoa, what the fuck are you saying? It's like, come with me to see my daily routine. People just want to talk so quickly that they're just like, I enunciate your fucking words. People are just running through sentences. Yeah.
Listen to him talk and I hear just something doesn't add up.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. A lot of these people have very strange ways of talking.
Maybe that's just how he is as a person and I shouldn't.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like the influencer, like...
Kind of, because when Aaron and I were like vlogging all the time, every time I would start filming, I was like, my voice is changing. Like it would change in a like little way.
They just don't...
But I don't think I was like that.
They're like running over their words. Like, we're here at Sephora Private and we're going to be... And you're just like...
You're watching Sephora TikToks?
No, but when you come across it like as an ad or something, I'm but just like, better how did like, this ad get approved? They're not speaking fucking English.
But I hate
English.
The influencer accent where it's like, hey, so here I'm doing this. And it's always kind of like ending up.
Yep.
We're going to Carbone.
Yes.
And I'm going to get the spaghetti.
The voiceovers. Those are insane.
I can't stand that influencer accent.
Have you guys seen, it kind of has to do with like the guy who can find geological places. But this person on TikTok, she will be like, anyone comment and I'll find out who you are. But like, make sure you're like anonymous when you comment. So someone with like no profile picture will comment and be like, try to find me. And she will find them.
Yeah, wow. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Love that.
They'll have like three followers, a blank profile picture.
Yeah.
And
they'll show a video on like how they did it. And the person will always comment and be like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's pretty, I haven't seen that in a really long time. But
yeah, I
was, like, I
feel
very
like, I don't know
those.
How many of those you can really do.
Yeah.
Again, only posting the wins.
True.
Yeah.
You know, sure it's always very selective.
But like, don't tempt me with a good time. Like, that's my favorite thing to do. Just try to find somebody online.
Oh, you try to find someone online?
Just like
Love a good hunt.
Yes,
I love a good
like,
hunt.
Like, Don't Fuck with Cats was such a good documentary to me because of how they were like trying to find someone on social media. That's so fun to me.
I was thinking about that last night going to bed. That's so weird.
I saw a girl who was like, oh yeah, girls can work for the CIA. Like we can uncover anything. She was like, I was walking out of the gym and I saw a guy and all I heard was his like first name and saw that he had like,
I sent this to you.
Oh, was that you? Mm-hmm. Like a little Navy tag on his briefcase. And she like literally found out everything about him.
She went through like schools that most military people go to and like went through all the rosters and years and she finally found him and then found his like Instagram or something.
Brilliant.
It was so crazy.
From my first name and a little sticker on his laptop.
I went down a rabbit hole last week because my friend's aunt is on a vacation with some girl and she was like, I went to that high school your nephew went to and my sister was in her grade and she says her sister's name via text and we're like, I have no memory of this girl at all. And then I went on classmates.com and there are scans of your yearbooks that are on.
For free?
It depends. If somebody uploaded a scan, but it was weird, the yearbook that was uploaded to the site, I recognized the name. It was my buddy Tress. And then I texted Tress and I go, why is your yearbook the official scan? And he has no clue how his yearbook ended up online.
Oh, it says his name like in the cover or
on
something?
On the cover of it. You know how you could get him personalized? But I'm like, how?
Someone scanned
his entire yearbook and
hilarious.
He has no clue how his whole yearbook is scanned. Maybe he donated it and someone found it and then they scanned it all. I reached out to him and I asked him, why is this?
He didn't have it anymore?
He goes, he has no clue how it ended up.
It had, it had to have been like donated to someone like, but why would they scan?
Or he's just really embarrassed because he's a big guy on, he's like a big influencer on classmates.com.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh yeah, no, I must have.
He asked me what classmates.com is. It's more of like a dead site for boomers to like reconnect.
Classmates.com.
Never heard of it. Like, who wants to talk to their old classmates?
Yeah.
That's why we have Instagram.
That's what Facebook's for.
Or like buying a class ring. I think that that's.
I was thinking about buying a like a UT class ring, but like a vintage one just for fun.
Oh, a vintage one would be cool.
I just remember like in high school, people were spending like $300-$400 on their high school class ring.
Okay, yeah, no.
What
high
are we
school
doing
class
here, folks?
Ring is
I had
really.
One.
You
high
did?
School?
You bought it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's a momentum from school.
You wore it, right?
No, I never
memento.
Yeah,
I feel like I've seen it.
No.
Do you have it in LA?
No, I lost it at a Taking Back Sunday concert.
How much did it cost?
I don't remember.
Did it say your name on it?
I think no. Oh, I didn't put my name on it.
That's damn. So interesting. I didn't. I never thought I'd meet someone who bought a class ring.
Like did everyone you love did.
It? From Johnston's.
Were you sad? Huh?
Didn't Johnston's like make the yearbooks and the class rings?
Oh. I have no idea. I think
different companies made it. But I remember it being like $300.
Yeah.
Were you sad when you lost it? Or were you
I like called the House of Blues and everything. But then I was like, whatever.
What do you think? It just came off when you were like headbanging or something?
Yeah.
It might get reunited though. I'd be optimistic about
that'd be
class
crazy
rings.
If it had your name on it and someone found it.
I think
it.
Enough time has passed where she's long gone. It's probably like under the floorboards.
Or someone at the House of Blues in Anaheim?
No, in Boston.
Oh, before LA.
Yeah. I don't even think I was in college yet.
I would love just to be reconnected with something from my past that like I've forgotten I've lost.
I was thinking about that today.
Nostalgia.
Big Owala that I left on the airplane a couple months ago. Where is that? Does somebody have it?
Goodwill. Same with
my iPods.
Oh, yeah.
It's trash. Definitely been donated.
No, I feel
from,
like
lost
trash.
And found shit.
Yeah,
well,
no, I think they probably just
threw
it out.
I feel like airports, though, they take that stuff and they put them in like a donation room and then that gets donated to like Salvation Army.
Well, I guess so someone's going to be drinking out of my old Owala bottle that was on this podcast.
Did you hear about all the Owala drama at Target?
No.
The teens
no.
have been going in and they've been just taking all the matching caps off and putting them on all of the other ones. And
what? Why?
Just to be like an asshole?
Yeah, just to be an asshole.
Ugh. At least they're doing that, not smashing milk anymore. I mean, it's a little bit better than smashing milk on the floor. I remember when I worked at Target, it was back in electronics, and someone did that. And it was before I knew of the trend. And I was like, oh my God, are you okay? I was so nice to the person. And I was like, don't even worry. Like, we'll clean it up. I thought they literally fell.
There was a trend of smashing
milk. They would get two big things of milk and like pretend to fall and go poof on the ground and milk would go fucking everywhere. And it happened when I was working and I thought it was literally someone fell. I like felt so bad. And then I learned about it later. I was like, oh, fuck, they got me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So mean.
Terrible trend.
It was my grandmother's class ring. I do have that.
Oh, that's probably what I was. Yeah. Oh, cute. You still have it like somewhere?
Yeah. It's so little.
That's so. I wish I had something like that. I have my great grandmother's baby ring, but it doesn't fit any of my finger. It fits
a
like
baby
as a
ring.
Yeah. So back in the day, I guess you'd get like a baby ring and
for
you would,
a baby. Let's put a piece of jewelry on a child that shouldn't be swallowing small.
I know. That's why they stopped doing it. But I have her ring, and I'm like, it almost fits my pinky, but does not go past my knuckle. And
make
I'm
it like a little necklace.
Yeah, I thought about going to like a jeweler and getting a nice little like.
Can make it an earring.
No.
I don't know.
I don't really want a necklace. I feel like I don't wear necklaces. Like, what else? Toe ring?
Toe ring?
You could see if it probably fit.
It literally fits really well. It's
why
like a midi ring.
Oh, because she's a baby.
Yeah, it fit really well as like a midi ring, but like it won't go past this knuckle. But
that
I'm like,
crazy,
I don't
crazy.
Want...
A baby ring.
Yeah.
The babies put their hands in their mouth all the time. You I feel know. Like they would just.
I know. I kind of want to look at like.
Yeah, my grandma's ring was so little. I think it only fits my pinky.
Maybe it'll fit me. I'll wear. Just kidding.
I need to get mine resized. I think it needs to be just a bit smaller.
Oh, yeah. She's slipping off.
It just, it never slips, but like, I definitely can take it off very easily.
Oh, okay. It says they're popular during the Victorian times and often used for photo shoots. Made from gold and other precious materials, these rings often resemble tiny signet.
Signet.
Ooh, I don't know what that one is.
Okay, well, then that's fine. Tiny signet rings or pretty pattern bands. As a child grew older, the rings were considered a sentimental keepsake and could be worn as a charm on a necklace.
Oh, so they do get upgraded to necklaces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I was like, I wonder if I took it to a jeweler, they can make it a tiny bit bigger, but I feel like it'll like break or something. It's very delicate.
How old were y'all when you got your ears pierced? Were you a baby?
I don't
or
know.
Do you remember the day?
It was definitely Claire's, and I was definitely like, really young.
Why does Claire's like, oh yeah, you want your ears pierced? Let's put you in front of the window and make everybody walking by.
Yeah. I think it was just because like parents didn't, as a parent, you're not thinking of going to like a tattoo shop or anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like at Claire's it's so easy. My mom got her, she got double pierced at Claire's like not even that long ago.
What?
I mean, I was probably like in college, but like,
oh, that's.
I think it's also because
it was
the
a long
mall,
decade ago.
No, mall, I know, but it was like it was during the time where like people were like, "Don't go to Claire's."
Yeah,
still.
It's just because the mall is like a place that people just go.
Yeah,
it's convenient. What are you going to go book a doctor's appointment to go to like a tattoo parlor?
I just don't know why we're doing it in the front window. We would stand there and watch just like 8-year-old girls get their ears pierced and watch them cry.
It's a coming of age experience.
I guess so.
Right?
Just do it in the back. I just felt like it was so embarrassing doing it.
My
like,
mom,
just watching someone get all nervous in front of a window.
I know. It's like, my mom, she said that when she was doing it, she was gonna back out because she actually was getting like scared, but there was literally like a 6-year-old in waiting she was like, well, I can't back out. And the 6-year-old see a grown woman and be like, I don't want it. So she just did it.
Wow.
But then I think about it, like when I got my ears pierced as a kid, it's so fucking annoying getting piercings and having like sleeping on them because they hurt. Like you can't lay on them. So I'm like, how did I?
You had to sleep on your back like vampire mode?
I don't, yeah. I feel like I was never a back sleeper. I don't know. Just weird things I think about, I guess.
I love sleeping on my face. Nothing like slamming your pillow into the face.
Yeah, I've been like starting on my back lately.
How?
Weighted blanket. And I don't know. I just
A weighted blanket will really change your whole sleeping routine.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I get too hot.
I can't do
they're,
it.
They're like have holes in them.
And sometimes hands in my underwear on my sides like this as a this way
like
of
like you're
like,
a baby.
Like you just need to get a
yourself. Yeah. Or I've been sleeping better on airplanes too because I'll put my hands underneath the seat belt and I'll get it like nice and tight.
Oh,
it looks like I'm in handcuffs, but I feel so comfortable on it because I don't know. I just feel cocooned.
I think
and safe.
I lay like a baby too. Like I go to like it's hard to explain, but when I'm in bed, I'm like I feel like I'm a baby in a womb. I'm like always on my side. My legs are always like crunched and I'm
like the fetal position.
Yeah, fetal position. And my hands are all like balled up in my face usually. It's my favorite sleeping position. What?
I'm just thinking about Matt getting swaddled by Patricia before he goes to bed. Okay, Matt, let's wrap you up. And you're just getting wrapped in like a tight thing and you're just.
Oh, yeah.
Put your hands in your underwear.
And when you wake up, you're just like trying to waddle your way out of it. Cool. That was a fun episode, everybody.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Done and done.
Now I have to go do Joe's podcast.
You getting doing one of those again?
Tomorrow I'm doing 4 podcasts in one day.
Oh my God.
Get that throat coat ready.
Oh my God. How many?
4.
Yeah, but like which ones?
Oh, ours?
2 here.
Because we're doing 2 here.
Oh. Are you counting 2 here?
Unfiltered, yeah.
Oh, you're doing 2 unfiltered too?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yikes.
Joe was trying to squeeze me in for yesterday. I'm like, you're buddy, like, that's 5.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Like, I could do it, but like.
It's a lot of talking.
Yeah.
I don't like talking.
Carly's
after
out
these.
After 2.
After 2, I'm like, I don't want to speak to anyone for like an hour. Actually, I feel like that's how I felt when we first started doing 2. And now I'm like a lot better at it. Okay. Well,
we'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.